it fair to say that, or is it true that, that Saturday was more emotionally draining for you given the circumstances? Physically draining?
I don't know, I'd say both, you know. I think it was looking back, it was a good game to win because they threw everything at us. I think they played particularly well, and you know, they were comfortable at half time, and I think that's what pleased me most about the squad, was just our willingness to get back into the game. And you know, considering what has happened this season, not qualifying for the European Cup, I think mentally the easy option was to let them get the better of us. But fellas dug deep inside themselves and found something, and we kept coming and kept producing.
How much of that was to do with the circumstances of probably having Paul for the last time, having Jack as mascot? Did that lead to thinking at half time or during the game?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, before the game, these are the things that you'd like in a perfect scenario, but rugby and match days are far from ideal. I think, Paul played for 5 minutes of the second half, so it speaks volumes for Mikko and the bench and stuff like that.
Sorry, I meant Paul Derbyshire.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, of course, but that's an ongoing issue. It wasn't particular for this match, you know. I think he's always in our thoughts, and it's difficult for everyone, but it was nice that his son was there and his family were there, but you know, you kind of have to park that when you take to the pitch. But it's always in the forefront of our minds, but not for that game. It's every day of our lives.
How do you think the province has reacted, Ron, like the setup within the squad management, to what happened in Toulon, to not reaching the last stage in the
league? It's been impressive, but I think the key point, which probably people are missing, is that it's not what happened in Toulon. Toulon happens in rugby, and in Munster rugby especially. You're going to get days like that when, you know, a French team produces and plays the best game of the season like they did against us. What we have to look at is our performance against London Irish and Ospreys. They're the two games that cost us qualification. So as it came down to a bonus point, I think, from not qualifying from this group. So they're the small margins you're talking about, but it's, I can accept Toulon because that can happen, but I just think we were a bit soft mentally maybe against London Irish in the first game of the campaign, because you think you've 5 games to make it up, but at this level you don't, you know.
Must be happy with your own form.
Yeah, I am. I'm delighted. Yeah, it's been great. I've had plenty of challenges, and I'm loving it. I love rugby at the minute. I've always loved rugby, but I think this season has been enjoyable, and the most pleasing point of it is that I don't do much talking, I don't think, but I've let my rugby do the talking, and that's the pleasing thing this season.
Do you think most enjoyable, would you say, between World Cups in terms of
I don't know, to be honest. I kind of think every season I like to, you know, leave nothing in the tank, and sometimes it goes better than the others, but like, I've been very lucky. I've had I'm kind of proud of what I've achieved over the last 12, 14 years, whatever it is, but it's not for looking back now. I'm kind of just so driven for the next 6 months and reassess then, you know.
What's different this year? Why are you loving it so much more?
Nothing's different. No, it's just, as someone said to me, perception is a dangerous thing, and I can't change people's perceptions, but that's up to people. But what I've done is always the same.
What would you say you're loving more so?
Probably because I'm loving probably the challenges that are there, you know.
Do